This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, November 14th. God's word to you today is, face the fear. And this is part one. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 105, verse 19, and it says, until the time came to fulfill his dreams, the Lord tested Joseph's character. We all are drawn to people that have character. I love people that have character, and I'm sure you do too. Think about this. Who will you leave your child with? Someone that has character or someone that does not have character? Who will you leave to manage the affairs of your business? Somebody that has character or someone that does not have character? The answer is pretty obvious. It is a no-brainer, actually. Character is so crucial. The question is, do you want to be that person people refer to as trustworthy, a person of character? I pray that God would make us such people, in Jesus' name. Courage is the ability to look fear in the face and triumph. I do not want to be a coward. I want to be courageous. You cannot have character if you do not have courage. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. God has not given us the spirit of fear. God has given us a courageous spirit. Becoming courageous does not happen by wishes or by prayer or by laying on of hands. You grow in courage by facing your fears. If you get this, a whole lot of things will fall into place when it comes to being courageous. I can tell you several stories of how I faced fear and overcame it. And as I overcame my fears, I became more courageous. David said to Saul, I overcame the fear of lions. I overcame the fear of bears. I can overcome the fear of this Goliath too. Psalm 91 verse 5 says, do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. In other words, God is saying, do not be afraid of fear. You can look fear in the face and refuse to be afraid. Sometimes we think that courageous people are born that way. Nobody is born courageous in that sense. Everybody develops courage or fails to. God wants you to develop your courage because courageous people are ordinary people who have learned to face their fears rather than run away from their fears. With fear, we have only two options: run from fear or face the fear. Let us pray. Father, I declare that God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of love, self-discipline, power, and courage. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.